Dana Lattery, head coach and director of hockey operations, Old Grizzlies.
And those titles will continue for another 2 years. How good does it feel for you to have the team commit to you for two seasons?
Oh, it feels awesome. The big part is they're believing in what we're doing, and that's exciting that, you know, they're on the same page as us and making this culture change and growing with our culture. And, you know, we get another 2 years to just kind of keep going with our vision.
And why is it important for you to continue on here with the team that you once played for as a junior?
I think a big part of it is I believe in the town and the community. And I know when I played here and, you know, right before I was here, that just to see the way the community got involved with the hockey team and, you know, the hockey team had success. And I just, you know, I want to see that again. And I'm excited to be part of that and helping make that change and getting everybody back in the arena.
The team, as you finished last year and you move into this season, obviously you've got some spots to fill. You've signed a crop of new players on June the 1st. You know, just what else do you need to do here this summer?
Well, I think we have a few spots, you know, definitely to be filled. I know there's some, you know, high-end prospects coming into camp that we're excited, and if they do their job over the summer, you know, those will be the guys that fill their spots. We'll, you know, definitely have a couple moves that we'll make over the summer. You know, just kind of changing a couple things up, just kind of freshen a few spots. But, you know, going from there, it's just, you know, starting to get the new guys in. You know, they'll be at the street hockey game on Saturday, and I'll be excited for them to see the town at full beat and, you know, start them in the culture early.
After your first full season as a head coach in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, what are some of the things in the off season and into next season that you learned and you can implement in order to, you know, help this team grow?
I think the biggest thing, and you know, is taking care of myself. I think throughout the year, new coach, lots get thrown on your shoulder, which is good. But if you're not taking care of yourself, you know, you don't have the energy to get back to the boys, and that's, you know, something I've been doing in the off season here is really focusing on that so that, you know, I have lots to give back to the guys, and, you know, I demand so much from them physically that, you know, the mental part of the game is huge. You know, it's just building relationships also, you know, maintaining relationships with the guys and getting the guys into Olds is why wait till August to start when, you know, we have a good crop of guys and a good amount of guys that are coming in right now, you know, getting them in, starting them work as a team as early as we can. And that's going to start this Saturday at our street hockey game.
How about as far as your assistant coaches go? You know, have you got the same crew of guys coming back for next season?
Yeah, well, definitely, you know, Jeremy Heistead and Dustin Barbandi have, you know, we've talked and they've are able to, you know, commit the time that they have as the last couple of years there, and it's a huge time commitment for them with travel and family. We'll have Pat Seeley back as our skills coach as well as one of our assistant coaches. So, yeah, good group of guys, and, you know, I couldn't do this without them.
Yeah, just how important is it to have a support staff like that in place for, as you mentioned, a job that can be all-consuming when it comes to your time?
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, you're only as strong as those guys are strong. And, you know, at times when you're kind of feeling the stress of every day or the burnout, you know, having them there to kind of pick you up or just take some of the load when they can and, you know, bring that energy to the rink when you feel like sometimes, you know, that's not your strength today is, you know, those guys step in and, you know, Pat coming in and working with the guys. He's already working with the guys this summer and it's just, you know, good stuff from him, good energy, and they're also all on board with our vision, and so it really makes it exciting.